All right, Otto, a pair of fours tonight. What's your take on Twin 35 night for you? How do you usually approach it? Same way as any other race, or?
No, not exactly. They're two horrific races is what they are. Just with the handicap system, it's all fair, but it's just if you run consistent, it's hard. Just seems like you're penalized a lot. You know, you're starting last in your heat race, and then, you know, you got to make the cut or you don't get a good starting spot in the first one, and then after you go and you grind your teeth for 35 laps, then you get to go back to your weekly spot, which we didn't make that tonight. I don't know. It's just a tough, definitely had a good night, 2/4, raced against some of the same cars in both races. I don't know. It's definitely not my cup of tea. If we just ran 100 lap, it'd be fine with me.
Would you say the car wasn't necessarily spot on tonight?
No, I think the car was good, but when you get all these fast cars and starting 13th and 14th and a 35 lap race, it's like glorified heat race. And, you know, everybody's on new tires, everybody's got good cars, good motors, and everybody wants to win.
Anybody look particularly fast out there to you? Were you able to run with tonight?
No, the starting position means so much these days. It'd be fair if maybe we all drew out of a hat and got starting spots, or each guy here took a turn at starting on the pole or something. But no, I everybody's fast. Barnes has got his rolling good. 50's clicking along pretty good. The zero car was good. The 37, there's a lot of good cars. So just a long night. You know, I know we had a great points night and all that, but it's just a long, grueling night. And like I said, after the heat race, I just got, there's a couple guys that they don't know for sure if they want to be on the hub rail or against the outer wall or underneath the foam or what they want to do. And you got to try to deal with that. And those guys got brand new tires too. So everybody can step on the gas pedal and go fast for 12 laps. And it's just tough starting eighth.
Who do you have to thank for keeping your car, helping you keep your car in one piece tonight?
I got to thank all my other competitors around me for not running over the top of me. All the guys, Fish keeps it all polished up clean and stuff, and Timmy, just all the boys and the coach for getting the sponsors and stuff, G&I and Roselli Enterprises, we got to thank those guys for the money.